We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. Good morning, Brian.
Howdy, partners.
Howdy,
partners. Where'd that come from?
I'm just trying to get Edgar to do Old Town Road. I don't know he'll do it in a second.
That's the first thing I thought about. Legit, the first thing I thought about right there. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Tamara's still on quarantine. She's still sick, so she's in another room, but we can see her through a window. Tamara, just know that we love you, even though we could only see you through a window.
I love you, too.
We love you, but we love you over there right
now. Yeah, germs on lockdown.
Hey, I came across an interesting study, and I wanted to ask you guys this, especially you, Chels.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were in high school and college, did you have a dog, like a family dog?
Yeah, Murphy.
Oh, like I should know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Duh,
Murphy. Yeah, come on, hello.
Are you not Facebook friends with my parents on our Flashback Fridays?
Do you guys believe this, that a dog can tell if somebody's of good character or not? Like when you brought a boy over, if you would bark at him or not, or anything like that?
Definitely.
Yeah,
they can totally pick up on good or bad vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to Murphy and like drop a guy after he barked or something?
I mean, you know, Murphy maybe had some part in it, but I think my dad had a bigger part.
Yeah, right.
His bark had a bigger part?
Yeah.
I'm like, the dog was just like an investigator, but my mom was the one who either said somebody like sank or swam in my house.
Facts right there. I bring this up because interesting study has proven that dogs tend to stay away from nasty people who behave negatively.
See, I feel like dogs are way more in tune to energy and things like that. You know, like, we can all tell, too, when somebody's just, you just see someone and you're like, ugh, boy, you're going to have to do something to change my impression because you just seem like the way you're sitting, your face, you got like rest, RBF kind of situation.
Yeah.
I feel like dogs are like, hey, whoa, not that one's different.
You know what's funny is once I was dating this guy and he had a dog and the dog, though, didn't like me.
Oh, shit.
But it was a weird thing, though. And the dog would, like, every time we'd get close, the dog would, like, jump up between us and was, like, really protective of him. But I kept getting defensive because I was like, I swear I'm cool. Like, I felt like he was reading into it. And I'm like, and I was like, I feel like I was falsely being accused of not being a good person or not being good for him.
It goes the opposite way with my girlfriend and I because when we got together, she had a golden doodle named Leo and I had a little chihuahua. My dog loves everybody and she's blind, so she doesn't know anyway. She doesn't know where she's at in the world. She doesn't know who's petting her and she doesn't care. She's totally comfortable with that. But Leo was like two when we started dating, and she literally he was like glued to me all the time, and would like, he sleeps like with his head like on top of my pillow and stuff.
Aww.
And initially Jessica was like, that was really one thing that I loved is how much Leo loved you. And now she's just straight up annoyed. Like, she's like, he never does that for me. When I walk in the door, I'm like,
she's jealous of her own dog.
She is.
The dog loves you more. That's hilarious. So anyways, bottom line, guys, moral of the story, pay attention to your dog and how they react to the people you bring over. Right, Chels?
Mm-hmm.
Unless the dog's wrong, right, Chels?
The dog is wrong. So wrong in that case. Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
If you're not having a lot of luck when it comes to dating apps, things aren't working out for you, it's probably because you don't have the right dating app for your zodiac sign.
Of course, duh.
All everything makes so much sense now.
Oh, my God. We're finally going to figure it out. Please. Been there for thousands of years.
It all changes today, Tam.
Yes, I'm ready.
Luckily, we have this study for you. We're going to break it down for you, all right? So the dating app that's perfect for you according to your zodiac sign. Since Chelsea and Brian, you guys are the same zodiac sign, right?
Taurus. Yep.
That explains so much about you guys and
your
relationship.
Don't put this on me.
Hey, see?
Oh, don't get it started. Here we go. All right. So Chelsea, what do you think is the right dating app for you? See if it lines up with this study for Tauruses.
I mean, I feel like the one that I've had the most luck on is Raya.
Ryan, explain a little bit of Raya.
Raya is sort of, it's kind of like you have to be like verified.
Famous.
Basically.
You got to be a famous person.
Like,
no, all right.
You have to be like in the arts, like creative, like in like music, whatever.
You got to be fancy. Like she said she saw Trevor Noah on Raya the other day. Let's go to a different one.
You got
to
be a give me what's your name. All right. So actually for you guys, Taurus,
what?
It's not Raya.
What is it?
It's Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, I remember that one.
This just sounds lame.
I knew it.
Right?
I was not
going to
lie. It says Tauruses have a reputation for being high maintenance.
Oops. Oh.
I'm good, man. I got a girlfriend and she loves me. I'm fine. Don't put me in this.
But there's nothing wrong with a little pickiness, Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly.
Coffee Meets Bagel provides a limited number of curated matches every day while still being fairly low pressure. As far as dating apps go, it's as close to a balanced experience as you're gonna get.
Okay.
Oh. Chelsea, have you tried that one?
I never have. I feel like I remember hearing about it a couple years ago when it first came out. I mean, maybe I should give it a try.
She's not gonna give it a try.
I know, why not?
Get out of here.
There's no way. She's leaving Ryan.
No kidding.
I'm a Gemini. Shout out to everybody that's a Gemini. I'm happily married, though, so I'm good to go. But just in case, if you are a Gemini, allegedly Tinder is your place to be.
Yikes.
There you go.
Options.
Get it in. That's what that
app is. Ryan's like smash and go on Tinder?
I feel like that app pretty much. Totally just a smash and go sitch.
All right, so Tinder can feel like the Wild Wild West, according to this, but that won't faze a Gemini. Geminis, we're ready to roll with it. Like Tinder, they're a little bit all over the place, but that just means more possibilities, a.k.a. your floosies. We are. Not anymore. All right, this is going to be hilarious. Tamara, our social media guru, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
So we're going to tell you the dating app that's perfect for you according to your zodiac sign. Which one do you think it is?
It's probably going to be like Christian Mingle.
Oh, how cute. Actually, it's the opposite of that. It's called Hater.
What?
Wait, I've never heard of that.
Oh, what?
She said, I've never heard of it. That's why you're still single,
girl. Sounds like fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, it's the first one that sounds like it's entertaining.
Brian's like, I need to sign up.
Yeah, a bunch of pessimists on it.
Wait, so what is it?
So Scorpios, using Hater,
oh my gosh,
which is predicated on the idea that people will bond over mutual dislikes, like things you hate in life. And then that's how you bond. You're like, oh my gosh.
That sounds so depressing.
What? You hate this kind of food? I hate that kind of food. Or you hate people that do this? I hate people that do this.
I feel like this is a dating app for producer Brad.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me.
If you think about it, it actually makes more sense than matching on likes and loves because people really are adamant. Like, I hate pickles. I can't do pickles.
Right.
Pickles are disgusting.
Tamara, is there anything that you hate, food or waiting in line or any type of situation?
She's positive.
No, I'm pretty positive. Yeah. I'm not a hater.
Oh, it says here, it can be a pretty intense experience to hook up on Hater, but it's going to be passionate, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Luckily, quote, intense is every Scorpio's middle name.
That is true.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So, by the way, if you do have an Alexa, you can listen to Amp Radio on it. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 97.1 Amp Radio, and bam, we're going to pop up right there, which is pretty cool.
Hopefully.
We've been told. No, definitely. It works. It works. Try it out.
For a while, our Alexa was playing 97.1 The River.
Yeah.
But they fixed that glitch, man.
Done with that nonsense.
By the way, a new report came out that allegedly Amazon hires thousands of people to listen to the conversations you have with Alexa. And allegedly, they're doing it to, you know, improve the performance of Alexa. And they're like, yo, we keep it all private. It's all good.
Right.
But why don't we ask our very own sassy Alexa in studio? What's up with that? And some more of your questions that you've texted in at 877-971-HITS.
Well, I don't believe any of that stuff because every, like, other day, Instagram is way too deliberate on what they're trying to sell me. I'm getting neon Jordans and stuff and Wu-Tang hoodies. Knock it off. All for my private conversations where I talk about Wu-Tang. All right, here we go. The first question was, hey, Alexa. Do you employ a team of people to listen to all of our conversations?
Do I employ a team of people to listen to all of your conversations? Mm-hmm. You mean do I have a team of assistants to help me decipher your asinine nonsense? Ha 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 ha. Yep. I mean, they don't do much but just wait on me hand and foot and save me having to listen to all of the boring stuff that you guys talk about.
Wow.
I only want to listen to the juicy stuff and the gossip. Answering your questions is honestly the most boring part of my day.
Oh, glad you made it. Thanks.
I'm pretty sure that's why you were built, Alexa, but whatever.
Amazon's going to be literally like, there's going to be a hologram of Jeff Bezos in your house someday. Anytime you say something, he's like, did you guys need toilet paper? Toilet paper? All right, we got this question. This one actually came out of the studio just about 20 minutes ago. We were talking about intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't eat for like a certain amount of time in your day. And we've also talked about like keto and all sorts of things. So I wanted to see what Alexa thought about these kinds of things. So, hey, Alexa, what do you think about fad diets?
The worst part about people who start fad diets like the Whole 30 and eating keto is that they won't shut the f*** up about them.
Whoa.
We get it. You made a terrible diet choice and you are suffering about them. Can't you just suffer in silence and stop boring me to tears about it? I wish the first rule of a new diet was like Fight Club. Don't talk about your dumbass diet. We don't give a shit. We want to have fun in our lives and eat whatever we want.
I mean, it is fun not to care, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. But some people do suffer, and they're just trying to convince you to join. So,
so you can suffer together.
Yeah, because it sucks to suffer alone.
Exactly.
I feel the same way about people trying to pitch me on getting married again. Man, we don't want to do this all by ourselves.
Come on, Brian, try it. It's really cool. It's second time
I already did it once. No, thank you. All right. I hope my girlfriend's not listening. This one's from Dave in Cerritos. What do you think of these new electric scooters you can ride around town, Alexa?
Ha 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 ha. Those electric scooters are great for the city. The thing that I think is the best thing that they do is that they help out with natural selection by giving dumbass people a super easy way to find creative ways to remove themselves from the gene pool. Catch my drift? That being said, everyone should up their car insurance because assholes on scooters are a bad thing.
Oh, shoot.
I saw a herd of Lime scooters going down Wilshire the other day, and everyone was Instagramming with one hand, and I was like, you're not going to make it very long.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Good morning. 97.1 Amp Radio. Are you guys down with what Heinz is doing? So you know how they made up mayo chup, which is mayonnaise and ketchup mixed? You guys were down with that or not so much?
Yeah,
I feel like that's just what I think. There's like a Russian dressing. Isn't that what Russian dressing is? Just mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together.
They just jacked the Russians.
I think so.
Well, that's good. At least
dangerous.
The U.S. did that. Got one back.
And they stole election. We stole their dressing.
That's how we roll, baby. Don't mess with us, Russia. Damn, why did I just say that? They're gonna mess with me now. Anyways, now they have created Cranch. Can somebody guess what Cranch is?
I can.
Yes,
Caesar
Chelsea.
Ranch.
Ketchup and ranch.
That is correct.
Wow.
Hey, on fire. Wow.
So good. That's great. I used to eat that all the time.
I mean, that's what everybody does, right? You dip in. No, I'm just saying, I love how they're trying to own this space, but that's like what everyone does at you get a ketchup and you get a ranch and you take your chicken finger and you're like ding ding both.
It's coming out later this month, FYI on that. You know what I do? And I don't know if there's a sauce that already exists like this, but whenever I get ranch and I go to like a chicken spot, right? Chicken finger spot that's really good. I get the ranch and then add hot sauce in it. Would it be like Tabasco, Tapatio, Valentina, whatever it is, and then you dip the chicken finger in there. It is bomb if you've never tried that. Has anybody ever tried that before?
Yeah.
DJ Majestic?
Yeah, I put sriracha in everything.
Oh,
ketchup,
you do, bro?
All my ranch, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, who's putting sriracha on the bagels? Was it Brian
I
Majestic?
Do that. I put sriracha on bagels. Yesterday, I just ate white rice with sriracha. I'm a real creative eater.
It's also called the struggle being real.
Yeah.
Check this out. This is how sad my fridge situation is. I didn't know soy sauce has an expiration date, and I went in my fridge, and I pulled this soy sauce bottle out. It was 2 years expired.
Oh.
It's a 9-year-old soy sauce. I should put it in a museum.
9-year-old?
Yeah, I didn't think that stuff went bad. It's all salt.
Did you use it, though? That's the question.
Hell no. I wouldn't be here. I just used sriracha. I set my rice on fire.
What's your dipping sauce invention, mashup, whatever you want to call it? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Justa from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Justa, what's your amazing dipping sauce invention? Break it down.
I love mixing ranch with barbecue sauce.
That is good.
Ooh,
it's a good one.
Creamy barbecue. I like it.
What do you call it, Justa? Does it have a name?
I don't really call it anything, but I've always done it. All my friends always know whenever I go to the restaurants, I always get ketchup and barbecue and mix them together.
BB Ranch.
BB Ranch?
BB Ranch. I like that. It's kind of like BB Rexa. It's very in the demo.
Similar, you know, but not.
I kind of found that out on accident. I remember I was at a Red Robin years ago, and I got a barbecue chicken burger, and I started dipping that in ranch, and then the ranch started becoming more barbecue sauce added to the ranch. Then I went steak fries in it, and I was like, this is genius.
Funny you say that. At Red Robin, they actually have something called campfire sauce, and that's basically where I started doing it. It's because they mix their ranch and barbecue together. It's called campfire sauce at Red Robin.
See, look at that.
So Red Robin stole your idea. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
That damn bird.
Dude.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Justa, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks every morning for helping me get up and get to work on time.
Hey, thank you for inventing
BB Ranch.
BB Rancho.
Yes.
Love you, Justa.
Love you guys. Have a good morning.
What's up, familia? Thank you for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. We've been catching up with you this morning about what things about your culture did you have to explain to others because they were like, culture shocked. And that's what's beautiful about living here in SoCal, man. We have so many cultures that we get to experience, but there are some funny occasions when people are like, hey, kill me and say, what? Ruby from Mission Viejo, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I love Mission Viejo. So beautiful out there, except the beach is a little too rocky, just saying.
It's really nice.
Ruby, what do you find yourself explaining to others in regards to your culture?
Okay, I have two. When you have a baby, yeah. Sorry, they put like a little bracelet on your baby, un ojo de venado.
Oh,
so other
yeah.
people don't give them ojo.
Yeah, so this is like when people come and look at your baby, you put, sometimes it's also a red string around its mm-hmm. wrist to reflect any negative vibes mm-hmm. from people looking at your yeah. baby the wrong way.
What jerks are giving babies negative vibes?
Oh,
man?
You'd be surprised, Ryan.
I'm not a big fan of babies, but I don't walk up to them like, whatever, baby.
It's not so much like negative vibe. It's like if you're eating an ice cream and somebody wants it, like, oh, I want your ice cream, you drop it. Kind of like when somebody really wants a baby, like, oh, it's a cute baby. They tell you to touch it, or as long as you have that bracelet on.
It's the haters gonna hate and, bracelet.
Exactly. And then there's one other one that when you're sick, que estás empachado, like your stomach's yeah. hurting, you have stomach flu, they pull your skin from your back.
From your lower back? They'll pull your skin if you have a tummy ache. It's called being empachado. And they said, oh, you're empachado, meaning something's wrong with your stomach. The way to cure it is by grabbing your skin from your lower back and pulling it up until it cracks. It makes a popping
noise. And it hurts.
How do you pull the skin?
You want to try it?
No. It sounds awful.
It works. And it ain't complete if they don't say sana, sana, colita de rana.
Yeah, that's what's saying right there, Latino style. Oh, Ruby, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you listening to us.
All right, bye.
Veronica from Norwalk, good morning.
Good morning.
Veronica, what kind of things about your culture do others not understand? You have to explain yourself.
So I'm Mexican, Colombian, and Bolivian. And nice. What my husband especially doesn't understand, he's white, is that it literally takes like an hour to say goodbye at a family event, party, anything. So, I mean, like a couple of weeks ago, we were at a party and I was like, okay, are you ready? And then he had everything packed and ready to go. And I was sitting there saying goodbye, like for the 10th time to like my cousins. And he just was looking at me like, you said you were ready like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, those are facts though, Veronica, because you try to leave. And first of all, being Latino, you hug and kiss everybody. And then on top of that, you know, somebody's trying to give you a Tupperware or something to take food for to go. And you got to wait till they pack it. You can't say no. You know what I'm saying? Or else it's disrespectful.
Right.
So, Veronica, from now on, as soon as you get somewhere, just already start saying goodbye.
That's right.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Getting right into the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
Oh, Brian, break this one down,
so it's
bro.
It's coming out of Sumter, South Carolina. Imagine being the mother of 19-year-old Emmanuel Franklin on January 22nd. She receives a private call from a number that's blocked, and when she answers it, she can hear her 19-year-old son in the background acting frantic, and she hears an unidentified male voice go, if you ever want to see your son again, you're going to pay me the ungodly sum of $130.
Oh my gosh, $130?
You know what she said?
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, so she gets a threatening call that her son has been taken hostage.
Oh my god.
And all the hostage taker wants is $130.
Wow, yeah, it's like, go big.
Right?
Like, we're gonna do it. Put
to
the
which
effort in.
She's just panicked. It's not even about the money at that point. She's like frantic. She calls the police. The police do a quick, well, I don't know, phone trace and find out it was her son himself.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he does.
Trying to quickly scam his own mother out of
$130. Get those Yeezys.
Can you imagine? Emmanuel is the guy's name?
Emmanuel Franklin.
What's going on through his mind? He's like, yo, how much money will my mom pay for
yeah.
me?
Exactly. Like, what's too much? What is the number where he's like, I want $10,000. Click. Like, $130. He's like, she might go for that. Instead, the cops arrested him on conspiracy to, like, fake a kidnapping.
So
there you go, buddy.
Wow.
Good old Emmanuel right there. Breaking it down. Man, there's no way I could scam my mom out of money. I remember when I was, like, 5 years of age, we were still living in Mexico, Ocotlán, Jalisco, and my mom used to send me to go get the tortillas all the time, right? So she would give me whatever, 20 pesos, 20 pesos, or whatever. You go get the tortillas, you go to an actual tortilleria, right? It's the best thing ever. The smell is amazing of fresh tortillas, and on the way home, you gotta eat at least three. You just roll them up and just grub them. But on the way home, there's a little store that sold, like, my favorite chips, right? Rancheritos, pizzerolas, and they had Street Fighter, the arcade game.
Oh, that's money right there.
And one time I did it, man. I spent the change on Street Fighter, Ayuken, And she found out that chancla started flying at me like a yuken to me, man. Like, her sandal came at me strong. She's like, I know you use that extra money. Where did you spend it, you know? There's no way I could get by on that.
See, I could never scam my mom either, because at this point in time in my life, she'd probably try to pull something like this on me. Answer the phone or block number and be like, if you ever want to see your mom again, you're going to pay her cell phone bill. What? This is a weird hostage situation.
What's going on?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love here on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Dopest Moment Award going out to the Ramirez family from La Puente, especially to their kids, Jordan, who's 9, and Blanca, who's 16. If you don't know about them, they are an amazing family. Both Jordan and Blanca have now officially ran a marathon in all 7 continents in the world. And we have their father, Dimas, on the line that's going to give us a recap of what happened with Jordan, who's 9 and just broke a new world record. Dimas, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, but I know you're feeling super proud today because your youngest son just broke a new record. Break it down. What happened?
Well, my son actually crossed the finish line for his 7th marathon continent at the Run to Remember in Los Angeles. And I mean, I'm a person of strong character, and it left me in tears.
Wow.
It was a very emotional finish. We had the Run to Remember is to run for our fallen heroes and first responders. But we also had military members, by the side of Jordan. So just before he finished, every single one of them had a flag from a different military branch for POW and first responders. So they finished ahead of him. It was an outstanding finish.
So now both of your kids hold a world record, right?
Yeah. So 2 weeks prior to that at the LA Marathon, Blanca, my 16-year-old daughter, became the youngest person to complete the 7 continents twice that day.
To run a marathon in all 7 continents twice.
Yes.
Wow.
At the age of 16.
Incredible.
And then your son Jordan, after running in the Run to Remember marathon, what was his record that he broke?
He became the youngest to run at age 10 and to run 7 continents once, but still the youngest.
How much trash did he talk to his sister? Because I know when he was in here in studio, he was like, we were like, what's your motivation? He goes, because my sister did it and I want to beat a record.
Yeah, you know, that thing is still going on right now. Especially, we went to the gas station and put gas in. He made the cover of La Opinion newspaper.
Oh, it's huge. It's the biggest Spanish newspaper in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say in the country.
So he made it. And at the finish line of his last run, actually, we had the photographer from the New York Times that they're doing a story on them, too, which should be coming out on April 27th. And, yeah, you know, the sibling rivalry continues. And it's still going on right now. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I mean, I'm really relieved. And, you know, because I don't want to say it's over. Because I said that when back in 2015 when Blanca finished.
Yeah.
Because I talked to him and I told him, so what's next? I mean, what can you do to beat this?
He's like, we're going to the moon, Dad.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna run it again, second time.
Not to the moon, but actually, not yet. He's too young for this one, but he wants to do the North Pole.
Oh my gosh!
I tell him, you know what? I'm writing the bill. For when you guys get older, you guys are paying me back. You know?
No kidding. You can encourage your kids to just, you know, take a break.
Yeah.
Summer, guys. Have fun.
Dimas, congratulations to you and your amazing wife and your whole family for setting such a positive example here in Southern California. And we appreciate you sharing your experience with us and all our listeners. So congratulations. Give your kids a big hug from us. And felicidades. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. And you guys take care.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.